They're great. JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys. I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags. These kids are fags. I can't believe it. Down, God damn it, they're fags.
Stop calling us that name.
What is he, a faggot?
With happy hands and mumbling mouths, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Gay, 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 gay.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
All right. It was published yesterday at USA Today. We're a day late on this. Apologies for that.
Sorry, Craig.
Would you be 11 and run that over to Buzz?
Yeah, I would.
Buzz, if you wouldn't mind, it's kind of last minute.
Yeah.
It's real quick. If you could just read us. It's a little thing that we found, a little bio about Craig Wilson.
Oh, that's great. I'd love to do
the
that.
The guy whose column we read occasionally on the air.
Columnist for USA Today.
Holla. Yeah.
Here it is. I don't know where this came from, but it said says here it has a picture of Craig, and it says male, age 58, Washington,
D.C. It came from the USA Today website.
Okay.
This is not a goof. This is a serious read, please.
Male, age 58, Washington, D.C.
Hold on just a moment.
Some music for this?
Wrong music? How about this music? Go ahead.
About me, he writes. Hi, everyone. It's Craig Wilson. I've been writing my final word column here at USA Today for 10 years now, so I've gotten to know many of you through letters and emails. I hope this will be yet another forum for us to discuss the important issues of the day. Like my dog Maggie, who is sleeping at my feet as I type this. Feel free to stop by anytime, and I'll be checking in regularly to see what's up with you. This should be fun. Top news interests. Weather. We're Weather Channel groupies at our house.
Yep.
Top money interests. Retirement with an exclamation mark. Top sports teams and interests. Syracuse University sports. Top life and entertainment interests. Movies and books. Top travel spots and interests. Went to Australia last August. Great time. Might be heading back to Ethiopia this year.
Oh, wow.
Stay tuned.
Thank you, Buzz. You
very nice, Buzz.
So that's kind of a bio. Thank you, Buzz. You did that very professionally.
Certainly. Thank you.
And now that you've heard about the man.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Let's dive right in.
Please.
From yesterday's pages of USA Today, the final word by Craig Wilson.
Suddenly, you've got a friend. Tons of them.
And the prodding of my editor, who obviously need to think I need to get out and socialize more. I have joined Facebook.
To the three of you out there who don't know what Facebook is, I'll explain. It's a website where you can go to make friends.
In third grade, where we passed notes across aisles, left messages on walls, and played. This time, however, there's no scowling teacher, and everyone gets to see the notes.
And it works. Maybe too well. I've made so many friends in the past month, I fear I'll have to trade in some of my old ones to make room for the new.
That's a brag, boy. But I had people waiting to be my friend.
When I got my password and logged on to set up my Facebook profile...
You could just write your own joke about what his password is.
Who was lurking there? But 50 people who wanted to be pals!
I have no idea how long these folks have been in the cyberspace waiting room, hoping that I would appear someday and accept them into my world. But there they were. God bless them. And I always thought I was just another face of the crowd.
The disconcerting thing about Facebook, however, is that you have to either accept or reject someone as a friend. Rarely is life so straightforward.
Usually friends just evolve. You don't have to make a decision on the spot. But Facebook is like going to a cocktail party. You have to decide right there before that first glass of wine. If you want the guy who's telling you his life story as your newest friend, boy.
I didn't quite know what to do. So I accepted everyone. It's not very discriminating, I know, but it seemed almost rude not to.
Bette Midler took over my body.
Winner.
You gotta have friends.
That's what it says.
Some of the friends in waiting I already knew. Some I haven't worked with. Why they felt a need to be my friend on Facebook, I don't have a clue. But evidently, being a friend in the newsroom wasn't enough.
I wrote back to one colleague asking, just out of curiosity, why he wanted to be my Facebook friend. His reply was immediate.
Two for two.
You're special. Just like everyone else.
So it seems. Just this week, another colleague invited me to join her more exclusive circle of friends.
That would have worked even better if it was men.
Circle. I'm not quite sure what a circle of friends is.
Come on. Yes, you do, Craig.
But it sounds a little naughty to me.
That's a winner.
I have yet to accept her kind invitation.
Other friends are people I knew from long ago. When accepting them, I had to fill out a section explaining how I knew them. Evidently, my memory isn't what it used to be, because I got messages back from many of them saying I had the when, where, all wrong.
I now remember how disagreeable they were, even back then.
And friends can keep abreast of my life, too. If I want, Facebook constantly asks me what I'm doing right now. I never hit on that box.
Of course.
Hit on the box, Craig.
Wow.
What would I say? Nothing. Just browsing through Facebook.
Instead, I read the updates on my fellow friends. Cindy Clark and Liza Kuhn are now friends.
Friend of yours, Rob.
Jesse Rosen is working in the primaries. Angie Haupt attended a pants party. Tish Wells.
I hope everybody came to the pants party.
Tish Wells is watching a Project Runway rerun. Tony DeBarros even added a birthday calendar application.
What can I say? It appears that all is right in the neighborhood.
Mr. Rogers never had it so good.
Yeah. What is he, a faggot?
Craig Wilson.
Oh, delightful. Thank you, Gregory.
Yeah, there's a lot of home runs there.
Man, a lot of stuff you have to really kind of read between the lines.
A lot of homers.
The circle of friends.
He likes Bette Midler.
Yeah, he does.
A shock.
All my friends.
Facebook.
Not doing anything, just browsing Facebook.
What is he, a faggot?
Some things I don't remember that I did with my friends.
Really?
I like rape.
Oh, dear.
Well, that's just a nasty cold tape.
Thank you, Craig.
Anyway, there he is, Craig Wilson. And, Buzz, thank you for that wonderful lead-in.
Happy to help.
And that great thing from USA Today.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
The herpes,
being
herpes,
careful,
herpes, right.
It's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
And that's it, folks.
No, hold on.
Hi, everybody.
News.
This is the news.
There you go. News.
Right.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi there.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Hold on. Come on, Howard. Come on. Get with it.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Thank
there
you.
There we go. All
thank
right.
you, MHK.
Stand by Curly.
Yeah.
Stand by Curly.
Uh-huh. I will.
But will you have any stories about, I'm just looking at the tape here,
mm-hmm.
the news helper tape.
Today's tape.
Today's tape. We played Shaq.
Yeah.
Do you have anything about Mike Huckabee being McCain's VP?
I thought I'd mention it, but
I got a soundbite of him.
Okay.
That's good.
Keep that handy.
And we got a lot of Idol. We don't need that.
Right.
What is Pearl Jam Rock Around Barack?
Oh, it is bad.
Is it really?
I've not heard of this.
We just have a second.
Is this a song they recorded for the campaign?
Yeah, apparently they've thrown their support behind this candidate. Now, I don't think this is Eddie Vedder's singing lead, but it is Pearl Jam.
Rock Around Barack?
Yes, it's very
clever.
Is it
clever. To the tune of Rock Around the Clock?
How could it not be?
Yeah, all right.
Listen, and you'll wonder. Remember when they used to be sort of brooding?
Yeah.
And dark.
And nerdy.
Yeah, cool rockers.
Didn't they kind of lose that when they did Last Kiss?
I think they were still brooding on that. I don't think there's any chance of brooding on this. I
hate that song.
Here they are. Pearl Jam.
That's not
here
it.
Here it is. Getting it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 o'clock. But rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on and join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes. When we're going to rock around the rock tonight. We're going to rock.
That is Pearl Jam?
So help.
How the hell can that be Pearl Jam?
You know what that sounds like? That sounds like that bad joke prep service that you use.
No, this was, I linked to this site through USA Today.
So kidding sad. Me.
Rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the rock tonight.
Oh, that's got to be like nobody left in Pearl Jam. That's like going to see
the Platters,
a Rod Stewart impersonator.
I'm going to call the campaign. They've got to pull that immediately.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's helping.
When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the rock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock.
You know what troubles me?
Everything.
Is that it's they've not even.
The Barack Obama.
There's nothing clever with the lyrics. It's just the song, and they're saying rock with Barack tonight.
Not as good as the Roberta Flack song, Hillary Softly.
What about that song, Mike?
Nothing can replace feelings.
This is by Mitt Romney. He's not feeling too bad today.
And what is the deal with suspending a campaign?
That's why he's not feeling bad, Mike, because it's the way you're quitting that you're not really quitting.
Right.
Okay, I think it's cheating. I think it's the Bill Belichick way of ending a campaign.
It'd be like suspending a marriage.
What's a circle of friends?
There's only one term I know that involves a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A lot more fun than Facebook.
Stop being such a jerk.
Sorry about that.
Just stop it.
No more. Gonna rock around the rock tonight.
Pearl Jam. I refuse to believe this is Pearl Jam.
It smells like a wedding reception, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
You know, all the good guitar licks in the world aren't going to make it any better.
No.
This is no spin the black circle, is it?
Nor is it Jeremy.
Jeremy. Smells like bad music.
We're going to rock, rock, rock you out tonight.
I like it. You're all wrong.
And by for news.
You're really all wrong.
Okay, Jeremy.
You're a bunch of asses. We're going to rock around Barack.
Who are you voting for?
Huh?
What?
I'm voting for Huckabee. Oh, what do you think? Mike Huckabee.
What do you think, you stupid ass? You know Charlie is a dyed-in-the-wool Republican.
Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee. He likes evangelists.
You yes, dumbass. You know Charlie's politics.
That's come right. On. Come on now.
Get out of here.
Sorry. I was so stupid, Charlie.
Come on. Let's go Obama Clinic.
Buzz, stand by, will you?
I'm ready.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.